You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the hour God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Well, happy Thanksgiving. This is the season of Thanksgiving. Listen, every season should be the season of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Every day should be the day of Thanksgiving. As we are one in this day, a season, hour of giving thanks and being maybe made more aware, it's and hypersensitive because of the time of Thanksgiving. Lord, Father God, we give you thanks first and foremost. Hallelujah. We thank you. This isn't a time where we are giving thanks. Today, in this now, when you are seeing, hearing, smelling this time of prayer, we're going to give thanks. We're going to stand in our victories and give thanks. We're going to stand in the tribulations and give thanks. We're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving. We're going to enter his courts with praise, as the scriptures invite us into, making us aware of the sound that tickles Jesus's fancy. Amen. That tickles the Lord's fancy. Hallelujah. There's something happened in that place of thanksgiving. If something happens to us, it's something that happens with our perspective. It's something that happens in our environment. It's something that happens in our life. It's something that happens in our relationship with God Almighty. So if this is your first time, second time, third time, fifth time, 100th time to this, I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. We are giving thanks. Hallelujah. And we're learning to give thanks in all things, in every situation. Apostle Paul says, in everything, in every circumstance, give thanks. In every circumstance. Hold on. I want to turn to it. It's 1 Thessalonians. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Can we just have this posture of worship and just being thankful and even just breathing into this moment with God? The Bible informs us also that when two or more of us are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. So although physically we are not in the same place, God is an omnipresent God. He is with me in the studio. He is with you in your living room, in your car, in your office, in your bedroom, wherever you are. He is with us now. Hallelujah. And so in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. This informs me and speaks to me that there's something right on spiritually that God knows that maybe we're evolving into, and depending on where we are, we don't fully grasp and understand and know, well, why. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to give thanks in a situation that is not dictating to give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something, right? There's something available to me, maybe, in that place of giving thanks that doesn't scream on the earth in my particular situation or circumstance, doesn't scream that this is going to offer me anything. In fact, I should be doing the opposite. Even in the good and in all the blessings and the accolades, there's a place of giving thanks where it keeps me in a meek place and in a humble place. It keeps us in line and aligned with Christ Jesus, with God Almighty, with heaven. It keeps us in that flow. It keeps us in the rhythm, in the frequency, there we go, of God. That we have power, amen, over Jesus. That we have power over the situations and over the circumstances that I can speak to. Scripture, yes, this is scripture. God says to speak, Jesus says in Mark 11, he also speaks it in Matthew. But in Mark chapter 11, in verse 22, of having faith in God, and he says, speak, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed. This is putting me in oneness with the power, with the power and authority given to me on high. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Right? And shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever he say. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It sets us in a place where I have a peace that surpasses understanding, a peace where my situation and my circumstances call for me not to have peace. It sets me in a place, hallelujah, where I can be in the dark, but I'm hearing God, and I'm hearing the light, and I'm hearing what he is saying regarding this thing and how it's temporary and how I'm healed or how we're blessed or how he's delivering, how he's reconciling and how he's restoring and how he's making a way. Hallelujah. And this is why, and I'm just able, and it's taking me off of being this earthly system and setting me into my kingdom system, that I'm flowing with kingdom. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaya. So God, we are saying thank you. That's just a little bit of teaching. This thing teaches and teaches and teaches and teaches and teaches and teaches until Jesus returns. That we can keep evolving and growing and transforming, hallelujah, to be more like Christ. That people are looking at us as the peculiar people that scripture talks about us being. Because how are you giving thanks in such a time? You're so full, like you're overflowing with gratitude. That gratitude is a place, it's paradise. Gratitude can be a land flowing with milk and honey. Gratitude can set me in a perspective in agreeing with the Holy Spirit and able to flow and function with the Holy Spirit in that anointing. That the enemy can't trip me up like maybe he used to, because I'm oily with thanksgiving, oh Lord. And I feel like this, like the things that God has me saying, I feel like God has me saying this time still doesn't scratch the surface of the power of thanksgiving. We got a whole, thank you, Holy Spirit, we got a whole holiday dedicated or surrounded of giving thanks. We're not going to get into all of the, like, you know, the social and the, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole of the holiday itself and pick that apart. No, but just the fact that there is a whole season surrounded or that speaks and gives honor to giving thanks. It's a gold mine. May our thoughts be overflowing with giving thanks. May our hearts be overflowing with giving thanks. May out of our belly flow rivers of giving thanks. Ah, Karabosh. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God, that is the sweet sound, that's a sweet sound to you of us giving thanks, that you like that sound. You like that noise. The Bible tells us, enter Psalm 100 to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. What is this joyful noise? What is a joyful noise unto the Lord? On one station or one album of making a joyful noise. No, on the album called Making a Joyful Noise, there's one song called Thanksgiving. That's one of his favorite songs, okay? Hallelujah, we are giving thanks to you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know what happens when we give thanks? It thrusts us into his presence. This is the first time I ever thought of, like, thanksgiving gives me access. Right? It gives me access to the presence of God. It invites God into in his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. Lord God, I'm giving you thanks. I'm giving you thanks because my Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving has nothing to do with what's going on in our life. It has it's completely detached from the circumstances and the situations. My Thanksgiving will not be altered because of how much money or the lack thereof I have in my bank account. My Thanksgiving will not be altered because somebody made me mad on the roads. My Thanksgiving will not be altered because of an inconvenience. Hallelujah. My Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving will not, Reba Shaya, be stopped because of a disappointment, because of a betrayal, because of a letdown. Ah, yes, Lord. Our Thanksgiving will not be halted by someone else's ungodliness. Come on, somebody. Or even someone's ungodliness in who walks with you. Yes, my Thanksgiving will not stop because now I'm entering into prosperity. My Thanksgiving has nothing to do. It's between me and you. This is our relationship. This is what we do. So teach us, Heavenly Father, how to give thanks even when our flesh doesn't feel like it. Thank you for teaching us to be a people that are grateful and that gives thanks in all circumstances, in any situation. Let us be a people overflowing with thanks. Begin to give us a fresh perspective that when I'm giving thanks, I don't have time to have an attitude. That when I'm giving thanks, I'm not easily offended. Things don't bother me. I'm too busy giving thanks. Hallelujah. When I'm giving thanks, I see it like a piece of like meat, like a class A piece of meat. Is it called a class A piece of meat? I don't know. Like a good piece of steak that's being marinated. Mm-hmm. Or anything that's you marinated in. And it oozes with flavor. I'm oozing with thanksgiving. I'm overflowing with thanksgiving. I'm so my eyes are blinded with thanksgiving. My perspective, hallelujah, is Rebasando Boshikia, is colored with thanksgiving. Come on, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. The new way that I talk is led with thanksgiving. My encounters with people, hallelujah, is sprinkled with thanksgiving. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. So wherever we are right now in the hospital room, thank you, Jesus. Wherever we are right now in our beds, with anguish, with disappointment, with stress, with worry, with sadness, with depression, hallelujah, rebo sundayao, even with joy and good sweet sleep, with restlessness, Lord, we're giving you thanks. Because you are the one that's able to minister in our situations, hallelujah, and make right and make better and make according to your plan and your promise. And you're able to heal, oh God, the sickness in our within the our bodies, oh God. You're able to do the impossible. You're able, hallelujah, Rabasaya. We thank you, oh God, for your hand on us, Lord Jesus. You're able to give us clarity, Lord Jesus, in this place of confusion. We stand, Lord, in those places of confusion, in the places of the unknown, in the places of doubt, in the places of even lack of faith, in the places of even full of faith. And we say thank you in the places of abundance. Thank you in the places of a few, a little. Thank you. Ah, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Hallelujah, that our joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength, that our joy, hallelujah, is consistent. And it's not up and down because life is up and down. And then when we have this thanksgiving and this joy and this peace, life is even different. The way we live life is different. The way we love is different. Hallelujah. The way we forgive is different. The way we interact is different. Ah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The way we perceive is different. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, can we just say thank you? Thank you. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for what you're doing for us. Thank you, oh God, for making us aware, oh God, of your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, oh God, for the angels that are especially assigned to each and every single one of us. Thank you for our ministering angels ministering to us, even right now. Thank you for our angelic activity on the left side, right side, front side, back side, top side, bottom side. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for what you did for us on the cross, Lord. Thank you for laying your life down. Hallelujah. Thank you that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are a provider, that you are Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, oh God, that with you all things are possible. Thank you for taking us into that realm, that dimension of understanding that with you all things are possible. Turn on the light in those dark areas where we have just said and kind of surrendered and submitted to, oh, that this is not possible. Turn the light on these places where we have given up on the truth that all things are possible with you. Introduce us to what it means that with you all things are possible. We thank you. We thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, that you are our peace, Lord God, a peace that's richer, Lord Jesus, than money, that my peace doesn't come because I have or I do not have. Hallelujah. My peace comes from you. You give us a peace that the world doesn't give, can't give. We thank you for peace. Let your peace overtake us. Let your peace overtake our homes. Let your peace overtake our minds. You are Jehovah Shalom. Let your shalom, nothing missing, nothing lacking, Lord God, overtake our bodies. Let your shalom overtake our relationships. Let your shalom, hallelujah, rest, Lord Jesus, like a cloud on us, Lord God, that we even feel your peace. Ooh, that your peace is richer and better than $1 trillion, and you only know this by encountering and experiencing the peace. When you experience that peace, listen, God has brought me into, let me experience that peace. When you experience that peace, yes, you will be saying the same thing that I'm saying. Thank you for your peace. You can be saying something even greater. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We speak peace in those rough areas, turbulent areas, strife areas, tormenting areas, Lord God. Go ahead and enter in and correct and move in such a way that we will be under the waterfall of your peace. Wash us in your peace. Drench us in your peace. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice with your blood. Hallelujah. That your blood, hallelujah, by the outpouring of your blood. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for even destroying the curse from off of our bloodline, Lord God. And we enter into generational blessings. God, we just say thank you. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. And even if we feel like we're in life and life lacking. No, we stand in this place, and Lord, you said that you come that we may have life and life more abundantly. Let us receive it, hallelujah, spiritually right now. If you are hearing life and life more abundantly, I believe that that's the Lord speaking. This is your inheritance. Stand on it. Believe for it. Pray according to my inheritance is life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God, for discernment on this day. We thank you for wisdom, a wisdom that's straight from heaven on this day. We thank you, oh God, for understanding. We thank you for a fresh perspective. We thank you for a new outlook. We thank you, oh God, for help, the help that you're raising up for us. We thank you, oh God, for the resources. We thank you, Lord God, for the favor. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the instruction, and that as we go in the instruction, Lord God, we see your beautiful hand work on our behalf. We thank you, oh God, for the gracious work to see the faith come to see our faith fully manifested, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're moving according to our faith. We thank you for taking our belief to another level, our faith to another level, our hope to another level, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for even a stirring in those dormant areas, those dead areas, those areas where we have given up, those dark areas, those areas where it seems that it's over. We thank you, oh God, for moving. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in those lonely places that you're ministering and that you're doing a new thing. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing. We thank you, oh God, for how you're providing. We thank you for the financial provision and increase. God, we thank you. We thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you for the ability to drive. We thank you, oh God, for providing for some of us vehicles and the things that we need. We thank you for supplying according to your riches and glory. We thank you for our spiritual relationship with you, oh God. We thank you that relationship relationship is getting more beautiful and more beautiful and more sweet and more sweet and more rich and more rich. May that be the thing that we chase after. May that be the thing that we desire to please you, oh God, and not focus on pleasing ourselves. Come on, y'all. Listen, some of the issues happens because we so focused on pleasing ourselves. Where when walking with God is all about servanthood. It's all about serving. It's all about laying down our life, taking up our cross and following him. We so focus on me, 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 me. What I want to do, how I feel. What I don't like, what I do like. Where does that really get us? Into problems, into friction, into like static and not able to flow because we so focus on us. Well, I don't see anywhere in scripture says you focus on you. Jesus says that you, it's not until you lose your life that you find your life. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that I'm losing my life and teaching me and giving me that desire that, no, I want to lose my life to you. That's when I find it. That's when I discover. That's when we discover our real purpose, our true purpose, coming to oneness with giftings and talents. That even, ooh, hello, thank you, Jesus. Giftings and talents that now I'm not so focused on me that I'm saying I can't do that because I'm too focused on me and who I know me to be right now. And I'm in the process of being made into the wonderfully and the fulfilly that God says that I am. So in the middle of the making, I'm making a premature judgments. Yes. I don't feel like I'm able to do it right now. I'm still being cooked. I'm still being made. Talk to me in 6 months as I keep saying yes to the Lord. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that. Hello. Look at Moses, right? In the beginning, Moses is like, I'm not eloquent of speech. So God met him where he was. He met him in his inadequacy, pulled him up out of the inadequacy, out of the insecurity. Why are we trying to? Why are we trying to? All we got to do, can we just be a yes? Can we be a lean into? A lean into, let me just lean into you. That as God met him, right? Met him where he was, even in, well, send someone else. And the guy was like, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send your brother Aaron. He's going to be the mouthpiece. You're going to be like God to him. And as this process happened, God was bringing him into his true identity, into his true call, into his true purpose. Maybe some of us need to stop trying to fix ourselves and think that we are the answer to our own problem. How can we be the answer and the problem? How can I? Okay, I'm not talking about y'all. How can I be the answer and the problem? How about I let God be the answer to my problem? How about I let Jesus be the answer to my problem? How about he's the solution? How about I lean just more into him? How about I just say, you know what? I'm just going to start praying. Forget this problem. Okay, it keeps coming up trying to talk to me. I'm going to rebuke it. You get behind me. Get behind me, problem. Get behind me, issue. And instead of that place of plague where I'm allowing this thing to plague me, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray right here. I'm going to pray right here. I'm going to give thanks right here. I'm going to say hallelujah right here. And I'm going to keep doing it. 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 And I'm going to keep doing it until I'm like, what plague? What problem? Oh, yeah, I remember. It doesn't affect me anymore. It doesn't bother me. I'm in the answer. Like, blink, blink, I'm in the answer. Because I'm not giving up on this thing called prayer. It's powerful. It works. Let us stop being so flesh. May we, Lord God, help us to not be so flesh and feelings oriented that if it don't happen when I want it to happen, how I want it to happen, then I'm thinking that it's not happening. No. You are my guarantee. And it may not happen the way I think, but in the process, I come to accept and I come into a peace and I come into a realization, ooh, I'm glad it didn't happen the way I wanted. I was pushing for it to happen. And in the process, I start, raising my standards. My standards now are raised, okay? And in the process, love is happening and forgiveness is happening and joy is happening and peace is happening. And a boldness, amen, is happening. And the things that I was afraid to let go of, I didn't find myself letting go of and I'm delivered from. Amen, hallelujah. All kind of stuff is happening internally with my heart, with my soul, stuff that I couldn't even think to like even begin to. God is tending to the root of the thing. We thank you. Thank you, oh God, for restoring our souls. Thank you, oh God, to getting to the root of it and ministering and nourishing at the root of it, that the root is dried out. Hallelujah. And these things that I'm experiencing, feeling and having is symptoms of the root being dried up. Okay, thanks unto the Lord, for you are good. Yes, you are good. We give thanks unto you, Lord, because you are good. Yes, you are good. This is called doing life with Jesus. This is called 2024, me walking, following Jesus. Like every day, all day. So what if I look strange? This is what it looks like to walk with Jesus every day, all day, acknowledging him in all things. If he is always with us, how much are we speaking to him? Thank you, Lord God, for like a constant communication that you are. Come on, some of us need to make him our best friend, our everything. Some of us, thank you, Holy Spirit, we need to cut off everything and everyone and have some quiet time with him. Just me and you. Some of us need to interrupt our regularly scheduled events and have some, it's just me and in the Lord in this season. It's just me and you. I don't know what song that is, but okay. It's just me and you, Lord. It's just you and I, Lord. In this season. And whoever you're speaking to, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Of like a silencing everything. Like him interrupting everything. Because for what I'm doing with you and what I want to do with you and for you and through you, you got to be dependent on me in a way that's foreign. In a way that's new. In a way that's never before. It's a beautiful thing. This is, God is the one, is the only one that we can be dependent on. As sheep are dependent on their shepherd, so must we be dependent on the Almighty, the all-powerful one. Why would I not choose to be dependent on the all-powerful one versus being or dependent on myself? I'm limited power. Matter of fact, I have less power than I think I have when I think I'm having it. Because what I think I have, it came from the Lord God Almighty. Whether or not I'm acknowledging him as the source. Why would I be dependent on someone, on the man's riches, when God is... the source of riches. Why would I choose to be dependent on man's knowing and their expertise of knowing when he is all-knowing. So he can see. Man can only see the same way what I can see. Maybe that little education and stuff caused him to understand and see a little bit more. But when God is on, he knows the plans for my life. So he may tell me something in a way where it's opposite of what other people are saying. Who are we going to listen to? Who are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the healer, the cure, the answer, the waymaker? Are we going to listen to what comes when we lean on our own understanding? Thank you, oh God, for teaching us to trust you in all things, in all areas, through all times, through all situations, in all the different storms of life. Thank you for teaching us how to trust you, oh God, when we can't trust anyone, when we are even feeling like we got trust issues. Thank you, oh God, for taking those issues and resolving those issues that we are able to trust you. Thank you for being with us in the process, through the process, wherever we are in that process. From no trust to all the way trust. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for teaching us how to trust you. Thank you for teaching us how to pray in the specific seasons that we're in, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for teaching us how to give thanks. Thank you for teaching us to be a people that rejoices always. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us to be a people that loves, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8a. Okay, let's read it. Okay, let's read it. Ooh, Jesus. Let's read it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to read, my Bible is King James, but I am feeling to read a different version. So bear with me while I pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's see how the New Living Translation reads. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. Ooh, didn't the Holy Spirit tell us that earlier? Ooh, say what? It's not about me. Come on, somebody say, it's not about me. It's not about me. Help us, Lord God. And we thank you. We stand in this place of whatever degrees of us making it about us. Thank you for delivering us from that spirit of always, that narcissistic spirit, or that spirit that even that. Okay, I got to calm down. I really got to calm down. That even when we become the victim in a situation, or we easily take the victim role, and not saying that sometimes it's not that we were literally the victim. I'm not saying that. But when we're walking with God and I'm constantly giving thanks, and he's like massaging me and growing me and causing me to evolve into more being more like him and less like my old self. Hallelujah. As he is victor, so am I. And so sometimes when we are me oriented, then we can have that, like, being the victim and wanting everybody to, no. So just take that to the spirit and have the discernment in the interpretation of, because I know that, you know, there's many of situations, right? So I'm not speaking like that this is all. And being insensitive too, okay? But it's just as I'm more aligned with God, and he is my avenger and vindicator, I start to see me as victor, and then the way I live life is different. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Because there's even a, like the Holy Spirit is saying, like there's a way where we can abuse that place of being the victim, right? And using it for our own selfish gain, or trying to get attention, or trying to use it to like kind of manipulate and get what we want, how we want. Amen. And I'm not saying you, saying them over there. Okay. But I'm just saying. So we thank you. Or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. Ooh, hello. Hello, hello. So sometimes if it's all about me, then I'm easily irritable. If I'm making it about me, oh, I don't feel like doing this, or this wasn't part of my plan. Hello. This is now an inconvenience, and this wasn't. Yeah. Okay. So this love is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. We can just stay there for a second. And it keeps no record of being wrong. Somebody say, this is also deliverance, and that I'm not bound, right? I'm not bound and even bitter written because I'm keeping records of wrong, being wronged, or even wronging, right? And then guilt ridden can come out of that place. I'm keeping records of maybe how I've been wronged, or even how I've wronged, and I'm not resentment ridden. Even like I'm not not afraid of rejection, because I'm not making it about me. I'm not holding on to these wrongs that now I feel rejection. So what happens is, when we're in this love that does not keep record of wrong, I'm free and liberated from things that have kept me and that can keep us bound and stuck and even like in quicksand as a result of past. May we be free. Thank you, God, for freeing us from the past. Past hurts, past disappointments, past doings that maybe we haven't let go of. Let it go. Let it go. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love will last forever. So we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for love. Thank you for this love. Teach us this love. Heal us that we may come into this love. Deliver us that we may be one with this love. Bless us that we will have a better understanding and be overflowing with this love. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this time. And even in this time, for some of us, maybe more so than not, I'm not sure. But whoever we are, maybe things are not the way we want. But Lord, we're going to say thank you, and we trust in you. We're trusting that you hear our prayers. We know that you and are confident that you hear us and that you are answering according to your will. According to the plans and the promises, which are more beautiful than we can even imagine. And we just simply say yes and give thanks as we forge forward with you, as we wait in you, for you, on you, through you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We just come to say thank you. When is the last time we just said thank you to God? Could have been 5 minutes ago, yesterday, earlier, but we say it again. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our sweet relationship with you. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us to lean on you, to trust you, to be with you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, shalom. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.